Welcome to Insurance Talk Texas, brought to you by Shell Insurance Agency, North Texas's number one business and personal lines insurance agency for the past 100 years. Call us today at 972-423-4546 for a quote or visit us at shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com. Now, here's your hosts. Here's what most people don't realize about Texas insurance. Where you live in Texas completely changes your insurance challenges. Houston's dealing with flooding, Dallas with hail, the Permian Basin with oil and gas risks, and the coast with windstorms. Your zip code literally determines your biggest insurance headaches.
So Texas insurance really isn't one size fits all?
Not even close. Let's start with Houston and the Gulf Coast. This is one of the most flood-prone major metros in the country. Hurricane Harvey back in 2017 generated over 90,000 flood insurance claims and $125 billion in damage. And here's what scares me. 1 in 12 Houston homeowners has dropped their flood insurance because of premium increases.
But if you're not in a flood zone, you don't need flood insurance, right?
Wrong. That's the biggest misconception. Harvey flooded tons of properties that weren't in designated flood zones. Houston's flat terrain, clay-rich soil, and proximity to the Gulf create flood risk across the entire area. The Harris County Flood Control District actually recommends that all residents consider purchasing flood insurance, not just people in flood zones.
What does flood insurance typically cost in Houston?
Average is $1,500 to $2,000 per year, but it varies pretty widely. Some homeowners pay as low as $800, while others over $3,000, depending on their property's specific risk. And here's good news. Houston has Class 5 Community Rating System status, which means residents get a 25% discount on NFIP premiums. They're working toward Class 4, which would bump that to 30%.
That's actually a really good discount.
It is. But here's the critical thing. Standard homeowners policies do not cover flood damage. You need separate flood insurance. And there's a 30-day waiting period for new policies, which means you cannot wait until a storm is approaching. You've got to plan ahead. Shell Insurance can help Houston residents navigate flood insurance options before hurricane season starts. Call 972-423-4546. Now, Dallas-Fort Worth. Completely different problem. The DFW Metroplex sits in what's called Hail Alley. Texas ranks number one nationally for hail events. Between 2012 and 2021, Texas experienced 1,243 hailstorms, and some single events caused $2 billion in damage.
And insurance companies are actually dropping people's policies because of hail?
Yes, non-renewal complaints doubled from 79 in 2023 to 190 in 2024. People are getting non-renewed even when they've never filed a claim. Insurance companies are dropping policies based on future hail risk projections, not the actual homeowner's claims history.
That seems really unfair.
It's definitely frustrating, but Texas had $20 billion disasters in 2024, so carriers are getting cautious. The good news is the market's still competitive. If you get non-renewed, you've got options. Shop around immediately. Visit shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com.
What else should DFW residents know?
Understand your deductibles. Many policies have percentage-based wind and hail deductibles. So if your home is insured for $300,000 and you've got a 2% deductible, you're paying $6,000 out of pocket before insurance kicks in. That's a big chunk of money. Also, invest in impact-resistant roofing. It qualifies for premium discounts. And hail damage isn't always visible. Roof membrane bruising may not show up for months, but leads to leaks. Get professional inspections after significant hail events. West Texas and the Permian Basin, totally different ballgame. This region is dominated by oil and gas. The Permian Basin produces 40% of all U.S. oil and 15% of natural gas. But here's a crazy stat. Car accidents in the Permian Basin are twice as likely to be fatal compared to the rest of Texas.
Twice as likely? Why?
Heavy traffic transport, higher speeds on rural roads, oil field roads in poor condition, limited emergency services, and long transport distances for medical care. This is why commercial auto insurance is critical for any business operating in the Permian Basin.
What about workers' compensation?
Here's where Texas's unique law comes in. Workers' comp is optional for private employers, but it's extremely risky to go without it in oil and gas. These are dangerous operations. Without workers' comp, your company loses all legal protections against employee lawsuits. If someone gets hurt, they can sue you directly. Despite being optional, 87% of Texas employees are covered because smart business owners understand the liability.
So what insurance does an oil and gas business need?
You need general liability for third-party injury and property damage, commercial auto for fleet vehicles and heavy equipment, workers' comp, even though optional, pollution liability for environmental risks, and umbrella coverage given high-risk operations. Shell Insurance specializes in West Texas commercial needs. Call 972-423-4546. Finally, South Texas and the coastal areas. This is where TWIA comes in, Texas Windstorm Insurance Association. They're the insurer of last resort for 14 coastal counties with over 237,000 policies statewide. Average TWIA policy runs about $2,480 per year.
Is that separate from regular homeowners insurance?
Yes, this is critical. Standard homeowners policies exclude wind and hail in designated coastal areas, so coastal residents typically need three separate policies: dwelling coverage, TWIA for wind and hail, and flood insurance for flood damage. Hurricane Viral in 2024 caused over $2.5 billion in Texas damage. TWIA has paid out nearly $259 million in claims so far.
What's the timing issue with TWIA?
Once a named storm enters the Gulf of Mexico, TWIA stops selling new policies and stops allowing changes. You cannot wait until a hurricane is approaching. Coverage must be in place before hurricane season, which runs June through November. And flood insurance has that 30-day waiting period, so you really need to plan ahead. Here's the bottom line. Texas insurance challenges vary dramatically by region. Houston needs flood insurance even outside flood zones. DFW deals with hail damage and non-renewals. The Permian Basin requires specialized commercial coverage, and coastal residents need that three-part insurance package.
So the key is understanding your specific regional risks.
Exactly, and working with an agency that understands your area. Shell Insurance has expertise across all Texas regions. They understand Houston flood zones, DFW hail markets, Permian Basin commercial needs, and coastal windstorm requirements. They compare multiple carriers to find the best rates and explain complex requirements in plain language.
What should people do right now?
If you're in Houston or coastal areas, get flood insurance before hurricane season. If you're in DFW, have your roof inspected after hail and understand your deductibles. If you're in West Texas with a business, make sure you've got comprehensive commercial coverage. And coastal residents, get windstorm and flood lined up now. Don't wait for the next disaster. Call Shell Insurance at 972-423-4546 or visit shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com. Whether you need Houston flood insurance, DFW hail coverage, Permian commercial policies, or coastal windstorm protection, they've got the regional expertise to help. Get your regional insurance sorted now.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit our sponsor, Shell Insurance, for all of your business, homeowners, and auto insurance needs. Call them at 972-423-4546 for a quote, or visit their website at shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com. See you next time.